I am, of course, very grateful you got in touch.
Don't think nothing of it, Professor Prittis. Dr. McCallum's collection was quite something.
So I believe. Word of its grandeur spread even to the museum.
It is rather the way of these things. My acquaintance strove to keep his collection concealed. It was locked away for many years. But as always, the more secretive one is, the more attention one gets. It stirs the curiosity. As with a feral youth, the surest way to make him enter a room is to demand he keep out.
Quite so.
The collection is through here. There's a light switch somewhere.
Oh, my goodness me.
Yes, it does have that effect, does it not?
Hieroglyphs, caryatids, frescoes, statuary, these scrolls, these papyrus, they must be ancient.
I presume so. The precise dates are a mystery to me.
I suppose that sort of study will be my occupation. So many artifacts, so varied, centuries apart, continents apart even. Why, the sheer breadth of time, of location this collection represents.
Now you'll understand why I called. Such an exquisite representation of all history across the globe. It simply cannot be locked away, sight unseen.
Absolutely not.
To follow the precise terms of Dr. McCallum's will would have been moral bankruptcy, cultural vandalism. I couldn't have lived with myself. A donation to the country was my duty as a British citizen.
Of course, I quite understand. And the country will be most grateful. I certainly am. So unusual. Most antiquarians, in my experience, specialize. They favor Greek pottery or Egyptian jewelry or some such, but usually a narrow focus, a limited interest. Whereas this range is unique.
Ah, but he did specialize.
Oh?
Look closely. This tapestry, for example. Look here.
If you insist. What is that?
I'm not entirely sure.
Some kind of figure, isn't it? In the distance, some kind of... Is that a woman?
If it is, she borders on the grotesque.
I suppose. Well, the shape's hardly traditional, but... There remains something feminine about her, even if she isn't entirely. Is she wearing a mask of some sort? It's hard to tell. She seems so far away.
And yet the needlework is remarkably fine and detailed.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You know, I'm not sure I've ever seen such a vivid shade of red before. Am I missing something?
Oh, look here. The hieroglyphs on this parchment... you see? There.
Good Lord. How remarkable. She's practically identical.
Mm-hmm.
If the pieces weren't so disparate in origin, I'd swear it was the same figure. Quite the coincidence.
No coincidence. That appears to have been Dr. McCallum's particular penchant. An obsession with art and artifacts featuring the image of a distant female form.
Perhaps female. She still appears wrong somehow. And still the red hair. I wonder what she represents.
I've checked the other items. She's there every time. Not always obvious, not always a feature, sometimes seeming to be a blemish, a crack in the stone, a discoloration, but always there in the distance.
In all of them?
Every last one.
I've no idea this type of figure was such a popular motif. So rather than possessing a broad range of interests...
Dr. McCallum was actually exceptionally focused. Yes, it's quite so.
Fascinating. Truly fascinating. It'll prove an unusual area of study, certainly. If I wasn't grateful for the donation before, I certainly am now. Oh, just look at her. Entrancing.
West, no, east, not north. No, that can't be right.
Come on, where are you? Show yourself.
London again?
1963, a little after the last time you were here, but a little before the time you were here before that.
Well, that sentence was a model of clarity.
I mean...
I know what you mean. 60 comes between 20 and 70. I can do the maths.
Something of a favourite, this era. I lived here for quite a while once. Several onces, actually, now I think of it.
Good job it's a flying visit, then. Wouldn't want you running into yourself.
Yes, if the Eleven's here, the sooner we've got him away, the better.
And if he isn't here?
The anomaly popped up the moment he left. If it isn't him, it's because of him. And if it's because of him, it'll tell us where he went. By Jove, I think we've got it. This way, come along. A bit chilly. You sure you're warm enough dressed like that?
You're a fine one to talk.
Timothy! You've given the post to Timothy!
No, please come in, Miss Sinclair. Don't stand on ceremony. Take a seat.
I'm not in the mood to sit, Professor Garland. I'm in the mood to pace furiously. Timothy! He's a drip! A wet blanket!
He also knocks before he enters.
Exactly. He's timid. Timid Timothy. Why have I only just thought of that? I should have been calling him that for months.
I can assure you the applications were judged fairly and rigorously.
Up until the question about gender. It's because he's a man, isn't it? I mean, barely. I don't think he's even shaving, but on a technical level, I suppose he counts.
Miss Sinclair, the museum deals in serious academic study. Women don't have the temperament for that. They tend towards emotionalism.
What are you talking about?
You're becoming emotional now.
Because I'm angry. I'm far better qualified than he is. I've a better degree. I've been here 4 years longer.
Exactly. And how long will you last? You're not getting any younger. What are you, 30? Practically an old maid.
I'm sorry?
You'll need to move quickly if you wish to settle down and start a family.
Have you ever actually met a woman?
I'm sure the gentleman unfortunate enough to be your future husband won't appreciate you leaving shirts unironed while you investigate Egyptian hieroglyphs. No. No, Timothy is a better fit for the position. At the very least, he doesn't drown the corridors with popular music.
You know my work with Professor Pritchard has been exemplary.
Which is why it would seem foolhardy to remove you from him.
I could achieve so much more if I wasn't just an assistant. The speed things move here, it's glacial. You need me in the department. I might get things moving at last.
I'm sure you would. But the decision has been made. We can't repeal it.
Oh, of course not. You never can. Old boys network. I don't know why I bothered. Good day.
And Miss Sinclair, if you could close the door... gently.
Nearly there.
Couldn't you have worked out where it was first? We could have landed on top of it. Why walk?
You don't want to land a TARDIS on a temporal anomaly, Liv. It's absurdly dangerous. Have you any idea what would happen?
No, of course I don't. What would happen?
I don't know either. But that's because I've never been foolish enough to do it. Looks like we've arrived. And what a place to arrive, eh? The National Museum. All the wonders of the world's history in one place. Say what you like about the Eleven, his interference has a touch of class. I mean, it's not quite up to the British Museum standard, but it gives it a good run for its money.
It's...
Something the matter? Well, we need to get on. We don't have all day.
I know. It's just... I don't know. It's like I've been here and I haven't been here at the same time.
Really?
It feels like... it was that day. With Martin. You remember? Before the time controller. Before France. Poor Martin. I don't understand.
No, I'm sure you don't.
You can?
Yes. Yes, I can see how that might happen. Probably just temporal radiation from the anomaly, you know, giving you déjà vu.
It feels more real than that.
It always does. Best not to think about it. I'm sure the feeling will fade eventually.
Yes. Yes, I'm sure you're right.
I usually am. Come on, let's get inside.
Left a bit. Through there, next to the others. Thank you. If you'd be so good as to open them, that would be most appreciated. Ah, Miss Sinclair. Good of you to join me.
Sorry, Walter, sorry.
Long lunch hour, was it?
I didn't get the promotion.
Oh, I see.
I don't know why I bother. I mean, the whole place is hardly forward-thinking, is it? Everybody here is just a fusty old man.
Yes.
Oh... not you, Walter. You're all right. You're fusty in the nice way.
If you say so. Well, whilst I'm disappointed for you, I can't pretend I'm upset. I'd have been saddened to have lost you.
Thank you.
Particularly on a day such as today.
Oh?
Take a look at these crates. They contain the entire collection of Dr. Francis McCallum, recently deceased.
The antiquarian? He had one of the most impressive collections in the country, if you believe the rumours.
It's no longer the province of rumour. Now it's documented fact.
I read about him. He was in the papers, wasn't he, when he died? I can't remember why.
I believe it was because he wasn't alone. He and his family passed on at the same time.
Oh, simultaneously. Like a fire. Some kind of accident.
I'm not sure. The papers didn't go into an awful lot of detail. Anyway, when his will was read, it was discovered he'd made an unusual request. His entire collection, every single artifact he'd spent his lifetime acquiring, was to be stored away, sight unseen.
Really?
On no account was it to be sold or donated anywhere. It was to be locked away in a vault and forgotten about. It used those exact words, an artistic oubliette.
Sounds rather selfish. So what's it doing here?
No, the executor, friend of the family, Mr. Albert Kennedy, was rather less disposed towards Philistinism. Curiosity got the better of him, and when he viewed the collection, he was quite unable to comply with his friend's wishes.
Well, that's good, I suppose. Isn't it?
Of course. It's excellent. I can hardly wait to get cataloguing. There is a lot to get through. I was wondering if we might not start right away.
Oh, Walter, I'm sorry. I wanted to make some headway with that Greek tablet today. It's getting late enough as it is.
Oh, you've been struggling with that old thing for a while now.
It could be my Rosetta Stone, if I translate it. It's a big project.
It's a big tablet. Maybe you need a busman's holiday. There's an awful lot of esoteric written material I'd say is right up your alley. Unusual languages, strange scripts, that sort of area.
Oh, maybe you're right. Maybe I do need a breather. Take a few days out with these.
Excellent. It's that box there, the small one.
I'd hope so. I wasn't planning on lifting a crate. I'll leave them in my office. But I am finishing at 5, like I'm supposed to. I've been invited to a party this evening.
But of course.
But you can leave too, remember? You don't have to stay here all hours. I know you.
No, I'll be tucked up with some cocoa and a John Dixon car before sunset.
Make sure you are. See you later.
You too. And I know exactly where to start. Where's that tapestry? Here we are. Yes. Such fine work. Oh, of course it's a mask. Of course.
Look, get a move on. Someone could walk in any time.
I'm going as fast as I can.
It's an office. It's bound to be in use.
Of course it's in use. We're using it. Yep, this is the one.
You're sure?
This machine is never wrong.
You've used it before?
No, first time, but in this case, it's definitely right. This tablet's our anomaly. It is quite literally set in stone.
I see. So there's something odd about it.
Of course, can't you tell?
No, it looks just like the others. It... Actually, no, it doesn't. I can't read this one.
Exactly. The TARDIS's telepathic circuits don't usually have a problem with cuneiform. This is an unknown language, and that's troubling because we Time Lords know a lot of languages. I need to give it a quick scan.
Hello?
Hello. You see, Liv, she's got a scarf. I said that was a good idea.
Hi.
Can I help you?
Unless you're an expert in transtemporal linguistics, no, I sincerely doubt you can. And you see, Liv, the script is vaguely Greek. It might pass for that if you weren't looking hard enough. And it's from that period, but it's something else.
What are you doing in my office?
Oh, the front desk sent us. They said it'd be all right if we just waited here.
I thought I'd lock the door. What did you do to the lock? It's completely unscrewed.
It was like that when we found it.
Was it? All right, get out, or I'm calling the desk sergeant.
What? Why would you do that?
Because you've broken into my office and started to mess around with my main project.
You're Helen Sinclair, language scholar, British Museum.
You know my work.
No, I read the sign on the door. But that doesn't matter. Helen, this tablet is vital to the safety of the cosmos.
Of course. Security it is, then.
These marks mean something. I have to know what it is.
Well, so do I, and I won't manage that with two maniacs crammed into my office.
Actually, people usually think I'm the sane one, and the doctor might seem eccentric, but...
Oh, he seems an awful lot more than eccentric. We can do this the easy way, or...
Quiet, relaxed conversation while you listen to me.
Hard way, then. Hello, is that the guard station?
Doctor, I think discretion might be the better part of valour.
But even if that wasn't a misquote and a complete misreading of Shakespeare's intentions, it's a terrible idea. Have you forgotten who we're dealing with here? We need this sorted as soon as possible.
Yes, but getting thrown out of here isn't going to help. Neither is making enemies and drawing attention. Leave quietly now, and we've a far better chance of dealing with this diplomatically tomorrow.
Right.
You could be right. I'm sorry. This was a terrible misunderstanding. Please, accept my apologies. We are going to go now, aren't we, Liv?
Oh, yes. We definitely are.
Pleasure meeting you. Let's do it again someday. Good evening.
Sorry about the lock.
But I beg your pardon. You come back here. You two, you... Ugh. What on earth was all that about? Strange people. Oh, not 5 o'clock already. Well, thanks a lot. That was a waste of time. Sorry, Walter, but your translations can wait until tomorrow.
Could have gone better.
You noticed that, did you?
At least I got a look at the anomaly.
The tablet. And does that help us?
Not remotely. I've no idea what it is.
Great.
But it worries me. A language even the Time Lords don't know. That has to be impossibly ancient. And potentially dangerous. Well, at least now I know where it is. Give everyone time to leave. It'll be easy enough getting back inside to take it.
Sorry. You want to break in and steal it?
Obviously. How else can I study it? It's a simple enough plan.
The museum will be locked, alarmed.
Using devices that probably involve screws. Which would make it terribly convenient if I had some, I don't know, screwdriver device to remove them, wouldn't you say?
There'll be security guards. Doctor, it's a huge block of stone. It's not exactly designed to aid a quick getaway. We wouldn't make it out of the door. We'd be arrested.
No, you might have a point.
If we're going to read it, we'll need to do it in situ.
I suppose it would be the easiest way. If I could only risk flying the TARDIS inside, we could have it all sorted overnight before anyone noticed.
But we can't. Sadly, we've got to come back in the morning.
Every second we delay is another second the 11 is free. And every second he is free, the universe is in danger.
We don't have a choice. We can't stop him if we're locked up.
I suppose not. Well, I'm sure I can get that girl back on side. I'm very charming when I want to be.
Are you?
It's too cold to stay out here all night. Let's head for Baker Street. While we're there, we can rustle up some appropriate clothing, hats, gloves. Might even be one of my old scars knocking about the place.
Ah, you still here, Professor?
Pardon? Oh, yes, sorry, nothing to do at home, really. Some of these items are fascinating.
I'm locking up. When you leave, it'll have to be by the guard station.
Thank you, that should be fine. Oh, go away. I said go away. If I wished to be contacted, I would have returned home. Goodness sake, never a moment's... Listen, whoever you are...
Professor Pritchett, you must listen to me.
Who is this?
It's Albert Kennedy. We had dealings earlier at the estate of Dr. McCallum. I was the executor. No!
Is everything all right?
I've made a terrible mistake.
The pieces, you must destroy them! Keep back!
What's happening there?
I don't have much time. Destroy them! You've got
What are you talking about?
You don't understand. It's a face! A face! A terrible face!
Mr. Kennedy? Mr. Kennedy, what's going on? Albert. Albert, are you still there? Hello? I can hear you. Who's there? Who's that? Is there someone there? Hello? Police! Get me the police!
Here we are, home sweet temporary home.
Oh, it's amazing how much a place can change in a few years, isn't it? Only a few decades gone and everything's different.
You should see it in a century.
I meant London, and not just the buildings. The culture. I mean, look at those posters. In the 40s, it was crooners. But then, Billy Fury, Tommy Steele. They sound made up.
They are. Those aren't their real names. These days you don't get a chance of climbing to the top of the hit parade with a name like... Of course.
Something the matter?
On the contrary, I think I understand. The marks on the tablet. It's not a language, Liv. Not a language.
What is it?
Something so much better than that.
The way I see it, the new wave's dead.
Right.
All that grit and realism and misery, who needs it? Did anyone actually see this sporting life?
I thought it was quite good, actually.
Well, I wouldn't know. It's 1963, doll. We want Tom Jones from Russia with Love, a bit of colour, a bit of life, vibrancy. Not all these kitchen sinks and unwanted pregnancies in black and white, in the north. I mean, what do they think I am?
Some names come to mind.
Helen?
Oh, yes.
Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, not at all. He was just leaving.
Right, yeah. Dom! Dom, baby!
There's someone on the phone for you.
For me?
Professor Pratchett?
Oh, right. Should probably take it. Hello?
Oh, Helen, thank goodness.
Walter, I didn't expect to hear from you. Is something the matter?
I'm sorry to drag you away from your soiree.
Oh, don't worry. Lots of boring pseudo-intellectuals droning on about nothing. You all right?
No. No, I'm not. I think I just heard a man being murdered.
I came as quickly as I could. What happened?
Oh, that man, the executor of Dr. McCallum's will, he phoned me. He seemed distressed, terrified. Oh, he's dead, Helen. The police searched his house. They found him. He was dead.
I see, but...
He'd locked himself in his study, but the door had been forced, practically ripped off its hinges. He was simply lying there, his face pure terror.
And it happened while you were talking to him?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, Walter. I'm so sorry.
He was holding a child's drawing, apparently. A picture of a house.
I think you should go home, Walter. You should rest. Don't come in tomorrow.
It was what he said. He talked about her face. Her face, he said. A terrible face.
Whose face?
This tapestry, Helen. This figure here. I think this is the face he spoke of. I think it's hers.
Are you sure that's a woman?
Of course it's a woman. Distorted, yes. Grotesque, yes. But obviously a woman. Definitely a woman.
I don't know. She's too far away to see properly.
Far away? Don't be ridiculous. She's close enough to clearly see she's a woman.
I can barely make her out.
You mean it's just me?
Walter, I don't understand.
Well, her hands. She's reaching out to take off her mask. You can see that, can't you? Well, tell me you can see that.
Her hands are by her side, and I can't see any mask. Walter, I think tonight might have been too much for you. We should get you home.
No. No, I didn't realise initially. I thought I was seeing the image more clearly. The light was brighter here or similar. But she's getting closer.
You're imagining things.
A man is dead, Helen. Am I imagining that? And the final thing he said was that I should destroy Dr. McCallum's collection, every last piece.
Destroy them?
She's in all of them, you see.
That's not possible.
It's true. This tapestry was my first. I should take it home and burn it. No. I should tear it apart right now.
What? No, no, it's valuable.
I can't do it. She's so beautiful. That hair. How could I destroy it?
Look, you've had a bad shock. You're not thinking straight. You need some rest. You need to sleep.
I need to lock her away. All of her.
I can do that. Tomorrow.
You can?
I'll put them in the vault. All right? Is there anyone at home?
No.
Then I'll sleep on your sofa. You'll be fine. You'll be safe. The tapestry. Put it down. You're not going to need it tonight.
Oh, I suppose sleep would be good.
I'll get it done for you tomorrow. Come on. Come with me.
Yes. Yes, let's go home.
Morning, Miss Sinclair.
Morning, Ralph.
No sign of the professor yet?
No, he's not coming in today.
Rightio, miss.
I'll look after his work. He had a few new acquisitions to catalogue.
Well, before you do, you should stop by your office. There's some visitors waiting.
Are there really?
Helen Sinclair.
Hi.
So good to see you back. We fixed the lock. And wrapped up this time, hat, scarf, the lot.
So I see.
Look, we're sorry about yesterday.
Get out.
No, you need to hear us out.
Hear me out. This tablet of yours, Helen, I can translate it.
I sincerely doubt that. It's exactly my field of study, my speciality, and I haven't managed anything in months. You'd need to be a linguistic genius.
I am a linguistic genius.
No, you're a lunatic. There is no chance you could translate it. The language is completely unknown.
That's because it isn't a language.
I'm sorry?
I said that's because it isn't.
Yes, I heard.
She won't get it.
Of course it's a language. It's identical to all written languages of the period.
You're looking at it the wrong way. The notches in the stone aren't important, but the ridges between them are. Does that sound familiar?
What are you talking about? If it isn't a language, just tell me what you think it is.
It's a record.
I was right. You are a lunatic.
I told you she wouldn't get it.
It's an ancient Greek record. Those aren't letters. They're ridges in a groove.
Same principle as a vinyl disc?
I know what a record is.
If you make the stone equivalent of a gramophone, you'll be able to play it back. Hear what it says. It's not a written message, it's a recording.
Well, that's impressive.
Isn't it? Whoever made this was a genius of the highest order.
I didn't think you could possibly get any more insane.
Ah, when you said that's impressive, you didn't mean it as a compliment.
But you are at least astute.
Well, let me prove it. It's vital I hear what's recorded on that tablet.
You can't record messages on a tablet.
Oh, that's a Steve Jobs.
Who?
Listen, the doctor knows what he's talking about. Just give us 5 minutes.
I don't have 5 minutes. My boss is away today. I've a mountain of work to get through. I've got to translate the McCallum pieces. That'll take time.
What, these pieces here? Like this parchment?
Can you leave that? It's very delicate.
Ancient Mesopotamian. That's easy.
No, it isn't. It's a very obscure dialect.
Where's a notepad? Could you look at this one, Luke?
Of course.
I think it's Aztec.
What are you doing?
There should be a doddle with the telepathic circuits.
Kindly leave my office.
There. That should be everything. We can do the other pieces if you want, but I'm sure that's bought you 5 minutes.
I don't know how you think.
Read
you...
it.
Please. Very well. But I...
Here you are. I'll carry on with the others.
Where are the originals?
Here.
But the translations, they're spot on.
I did say I was a linguistic genius. You can't be that surprised.
I... Well, I...
Now, may I look at that tablet?
What on earth is that?
I knocked it together last night. It's a pattern analyzer. Now, if I set this to scan the recording, it should work out what sounds the ridges represent. And transform them into recognisable words. I just need to attach it to...
No stone gramophone, then?
No. You'd think whoever recorded this would have left the playback device with it to make it comprehensible. But no. Still, you got lucky. I am one of the few people who could rig up a machine like this.
Clearly.
Unless it isn't luck.
What do you mean?
If there isn't a playback device. If there never was. If whoever made this recording knew I was one of the few people who could translate it. They might be leaving it as a message just for me.
That's impossible. It's from ancient Greece. They wouldn't know anything about you.
Of course they wouldn't. I'm being fanciful. Well, whatever it says, there's only one way to find out.
How are you getting on with those translations?
I'm nearly finished. Quite an odd collection.
Oh?
They're all a bit banal, in proclamations, a census or two, from all over the place. Any period, no rhyme or reason, but there's this weird, recurring image, dropped in without any context, in all of them.
What image?
Not a woman, exactly. Not a human woman. But I can't think of another way of describing her.
She's always in the distance. It might be that.
Does she have red hair?
Yes. Yes, she does. Very red. Very striking. Even just in words. The language talking about it every time. It was so rich. And her face. There was something wrong with her face.
A mask?
Maybe. It was never that clear. Strange. Does that image turn up a lot, culturally?
Almost never, but these pieces, they're all from the estate of one antiquarian, Dr. McCallum. He died not long ago. He didn't exactly bequeath them to us. It's a long story, but Professor Pritchard...
Your boss?
Yes. He said he'd seen that figure too, in every piece in the collection. Not just the written stuff I've got here, but all the statues, the frescoes, the sculptures, always there, somewhere. A red lady.
That's crazy.
That's what I thought. The ground the collection covers, globally and chronologically, it's impossible, and yet...
Here we are.
Professor Pritchard heard someone die. The executor of the estate. I thought it was the shock talking, and he wasn't thinking straight, but... The tapestry he had. She was in it. I saw. He said she was getting closer.
I think we should take a look at this collection. Doctor!
Oh, not now, Liv. This is very delicate work.
This might be important.
Oh, it's not as important as stopping the 11. Whatever it is, I'm sure you're more than capable of dealing with it yourself. I just need another few minutes.
All right, Helen. Where is it?
They're all crated up in the... Walter?
Oh, hello, Helen.
I thought you were taking today off.
Wouldn't leave her alone, could I? Wouldn't want her to be lonely.
Is that the tapestry?
Yes.
She's taking the mask off now. She's definitely taking it off.
Walter, she still hasn't moved.
So close.
No, she does seem very distant.
I don't understand. Who are you?
A friend of Helen's. You think she's moving?
I don't think she's moving. She is moving.
It was like this last night. I don't know what's wrong with him.
Maybe nothing. Maybe something. If there's one thing I've learnt from my travels, it's don't dismiss anything. Professor Pritchard, we need to take you to the doctor.
Doctor? What are you saying? I'm perfectly well.
Not that sort of doctor. Well, not usually. Actually, I'm that sort of doctor, but... Oh, this probably isn't helping, is it?
Walter, let me take that.
No. You can't have her.
Just for the moment. Please. I'll give her back when you've seen our friend.
You promise?
Cross my heart and hope to... Well, you know. Oh.
Look after her.
Come along. It's this way.
There's a start, at least.
Come on, Walter. Through here.
Ah, good. You're back. It's on its way. Probably takes some time to finish. That's the trouble with new technology. It's always a shock. Hello, who are you?
This is Walter, my boss.
Hello, Walter, Helen's boss. Don't mind me. I'm just recalibrating some settings.
Hello.
Doctor, something odd is happening.
Oh, I know. That's why we're here.
Not the 11. The parchment you translated. Was there a sort of flame-haired woman in it anywhere?
A flame-haired... Hold on. That should do it. We can just leave it to cook now. Yes, now you mention it. Well, not a woman exactly, but sort of... Well, I think so. Seems strange. It was a list of prayers. She was rather out of place.
Was she in the distance?
Yes. Far, far away, I think it said. Where's that translation? Oh, here we are. Yes, that's what it said.
Well, that same figure also appears in every other piece I translated.
But they were from different times and places.
I know.
It's not just those. There are crates of stuff in Walter's office. She's in all of them.
I see. Well, it's odd, yes, but I don't see it's a cause for concern.
They're from the estate of a collector called Francis McCallum. He passed away recently, along with his whole family.
Right. That probably is a cause for concern.
He'd wanted the pieces locked away, but the executor of his will passed them on to us. Now he's dead too. Walter heard it happen.
He was terrified. He died of fright.
This all has a horrible forward momentum, doesn't it?
But it gets worse.
Look at this tapestry.
You said you were going to give it back.
In a moment.
The same figure. In the distance.
Are you all blind? She's close. So very close. She's taking off the mask.
I can just make out something like a mask, but she's not taking it off. Well, you're saying you see something different, Walter? That when you look at this, she's close?
Yes, of course I am.
Exactly. To us, it hasn't changed, but to Walter...
She was far away the first time, but every time since, every time I look at her, she's getting closer. As if she's coming towards me.
I thought he might be imagining it.
You wouldn't believe the amount of horrible things that pass for figments of the imagination. Doesn't mean they're not real. We just wish they were delusions. And this is happening in every piece you look at.
It's only that one, the very first one I saw.
Where did I put that parchment?
The one you translated?
The original, yes. Yeah, got it. Now, oh, where's that description? Prayer. Prayer, prayer. There she is. Well, whatever she is, and she's...
She's what?
Far away. She's far away, that's all it says.
You said it twice before. Far, far away.
That's because that's what it said before.
Did you make a mistake?
I never make mistakes. Well, apart from the times that I do, but in something as simple as a translation, no, never. She's getting closer. Not quickly, I grant you, but... What's that, what, an hour? And it's changed already?
Let me see.
Where's mine? It says she's walking forward.
Which is new, yes?
Yes.
And the others? The other ones you translated?
No movement. So it's just the first one you look at where it happens.
Seemingly so.
But the originals both read the same as before. Yours does, the doctor's does. To me, they're the same. I can't see the changes you can.
She only appears to affect the first person who sees her in a piece. Helen, have you looked at any of Dr. McCallum's donations?
The tapestry? These ones you translated?
Before we did?
No.
Are there any you looked at before anyone else? That no one else has seen? It's important. Even a sideways glance.
No, not yet. I haven't had a chance. I haven't looked at any of them.
Don't. Whatever you do, don't. Keys.
Helen, you said I could have her back.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Maybe later. Maybe when we know what the problem is.
Please. Thank you, Walter. They'll keep safe in your office for now, as long as you don't look at them.
Do you know what they are?
No. Which is worrying in itself, wouldn't you say?
May I?
No. Sorry. Best if I keep the keys for the moment. Helen, take Walter home.
I don't want to go home.
You can't stay. The further from those pieces you are, the better. Helen?
Of course. What are you going to do?
Well, first, find out what happened to the executor. Then take a look at McCallum and his family. He is the root of all this. Meet back here at one?
Of course. Come along, Walter.
But I don't want
to... Come along.
Well, if we must wait for the translation, this is probably a better use of our time than taking in a show.
Is it wise leaving the pieces here? I mean, with no one on guard. Maybe we should stay. I'd quite like another look.
Which is precisely why we should be going. I feel it too, Liv, that compulsion. The desire to go back in there and just stare at that parchment, watch her move. But that's the problem. Whatever it is, it wants to be seen. And I don't think giving it what it wants is a good idea. Now, we're near the West End. I should be able to find a theatrical costumier's.
A what?
Come on, let's go, while we still can.
Don't make me leave, please.
We just need to reach the underground.
She's there.
Sorry?
There. Look.
It's a billboard.
Don't you see her? She's got the mask in her hand. It's coming off.
Please, this way. Don't look.
I can't take my eyes off. There, the shop window. Her reflection.
There's nothing there.
She's everywhere. She wants me back.
Walter, close your eyes. Forget about...
No! She needs me. You don't understand. She needs me.
No! No, Walter, come back!
Well, Superintendent Smith, did your fellow officers believe you? Or were you arrested for impersonating a policeman?
Not impersonating anyone. I'll have you know I was one of Sir Robert's first peelers.
First what?
He wouldn't even have had the idea for an organised police force if it wasn't for me. Naturally, I couldn't take the credit.
Naturally.
But the uniform suits me, don't you think? Perhaps I should keep it.
Please don't.
Maybe not. A little too conspicuous. Pass my coat. Thank you. We'll take it back later. In the meantime, we've places to go. Come on.
So, did Kennedy have any of McCallum's collection?
Seems not. The police are certain there were no unusual antiquities at the crime scene. If he stole any of the pieces, he didn't keep them at home. I think he was as good as his word and gave everything to the museum.
So the Red Lady didn't kill him?
It doesn't appear that way, only...
What is it?
He was holding a drawing when he died, clutched in his hand.
Not part of the collection?
No, a child's drawing, crayon. Picture of a house.
And the Red Lady?
Wasn't in it.
If you're fighting for your life, why hold on to a child's drawing?
That is the question I'm hoping to find an answer to.
Where?
I have a lead on one of McCallum's cousins.
Ralph! Ralph, are you okay?
Professor Bridget.
Hit you?
He knocked me down. Stole my keys.
The master keys? Oh, no. Walter. Walter, unlock this door.
She's all for me. She's all mine.
Let me in or I'll smash the door down. All right. You asked for it. Oh. Come on! Break! Ah.
I see the face. It's... Oh, my God.
Oh, damn it. This always looks easier in films.
Helen, she's... Ah. She's in here. She... No! No, Helen! Don't come in! Please! In the name of all that's holy, don't come in!
Ah. You don't get to make that choice, Walter.
Helen, don't let her touch you.
I'm coming in!
No! Keep back. Please, don't. She's... What are you? What are you?
Walter!
Let me out! Let me out! Please!
I'm trying! Walter? Walter, please speak to me! Walter! Walter! Oh, Walter.
Here's your tea. Milk in the jug, sugar in the bowl.
Thank you.
And thank you for seeing us at such a distressing time.
You're definitely not journalist.
Cross my heart.
Look, I'm not even taking notes.
But the museum. I don't understand how Francis's death is relevant to his collection.
Neither do we. This is why we're asking.
We have unanswered questions. We can't be certain your cousin's the solution, but it would be good to know more about him.
I see.
What actually happened? We heard he died with his family, but we don't know the circumstances.
Of course not. We did our best to keep it from the papers. Fortunately, I know people on Fleet Street.
How did Dr. McCallum die? Was it of fright?
Fright? What a fanciful notion. No, Dr. Smith. He died of something far more prosaic. He died of grief.
Oh.
Not literally, you understand. Nothing so romantic. You see, it isn't quite true that he died with his family. His wife and son died first. He couldn't live with that.
Suicide?
I'd rather not go into detail.
Oh, please, it's important. I'm not worried about how, just... His wife and child, what happened to them? An accident?
No one's entirely sure. Francis didn't talk about it.
That's understandable, I suppose.
His collection, what do you know about that?
Very little, I'm afraid. I've never seen it.
Oh.
Francis was very particular. He didn't want anyone to see them.
Not even his wife and son?
I believe not.
Quite the hoarder.
I'm not sure. The pieces were very precious to him, you see. A remembrance of his parents. He was quite young when he lost them. He started the collection with his inheritance.
You think it represents them? The memories would be sullied somehow if anyone else looked at it.
Well, yes, but not anyone else. Anyone at all.
What do you mean?
Well, he didn't look at them either. Obviously. I thought you'd know this.
No, this is completely new.
Why obviously?
Because he was blind.
A blind art collector? Now, that is unusual.
It happened when he was a child. When his parents died. I presume that's why he was so determined no one else ever saw his pieces.
Ever?
Yes. He bought every piece boxed up and never opened them. As far as I can ascertain, that's how they were made. The artists created them and sealed them up sight unseen straight away.
You're saying that all the items in his collection, every single piece, no one had ever looked at them, any of them?
Not from the very moment they were made.
But across centuries, continents.
Unlikely, I know, but it appears to have been the case.
Yes. How interesting.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for your help.
Helen, we... Ambulance man.
You're early.
Are we?
No, we're too late.
I know what it means to cover the face of a body.
Walter?
He got away from me. He came back.
No.
Helen, I am so sorry.
I know. He left this. The tapestry.
It's empty.
The Red Lady, she's gone. What is this thing? Where is that parchment? Here. So close now, so close. What do you want? What do you want?
Where's mine? Here. It's the same. She's reaching up, taking off her mask.
You're trapped until we look at you, is that it? You want us to watch. You want to be free.
We should lock them away. More secure this time.
No, we need to solve this, and we need to solve it now.
But it would be safer. The museum's got a vault.
Trust me, there's not a lock on this planet I can't get through.
There isn't anywhere safe. Not from her. I mean, look at her. She's so beautiful.
No, she's not, Liv. She's hideous. Monstrous. Snap out of it.
No, she's...
Liv, please, I need you here. I need your full attention. Something is coming for us. Something deadly. And we need to understand what it is if we're going to survive. I cannot do that alone. Come on.
Doctor, what's happening? She got inside my head.
Yes, I know. Mine too.
That's why you're early. You weren't coming back for the rendezvous. You were coming back for her.
Exactly. She drew us back. It's taking everything I've got to resist her, but she's like a siren. Even I can't suppress the call completely.
We could destroy the pieces. Burn them.
I bet Walter couldn't do that.
It won't let us. I can feel it.
But would it be a good idea anyway? I mean, McCallum didn't want them destroyed. Yes. That's interesting. He didn't want them destroyed.
The Red Lady never got to him because he was blind.
Blind?
Yes, but he still collected them. Kept them sealed away, and he didn't want them destroyed. He wanted them locked away.
But he must have known what it does. It's the only explanation.
But she does.
How did he know? His wife and son? Did they look at it? Did it kill them?
Seems horribly plausible, doesn't it? A secret collection, hidden away, no one allowed to look. Who could resist a glance if you got the opportunity? It's only a matter of time. Then, filled with remorse, McCallum takes his own life. Yes, it all adds up.
So beautiful.
But they were sealed away long before he killed himself. Long before his family died. It can't have been their deaths that made him lock them up.
Maybe it wasn't just that family she killed. He started the collection when his parents died.
You think it got them too?
And he spent his inheritance trying to stop it happening to anyone else. Buying up any piece that contained her, preventing an outbreak by monopolizing her.
But if he was blind, how would he know what killed his parents?
Well, he wouldn't unless... Of course. Of course. What she said. It's so obvious. Is he...
He what?
That's odd. I don't want to tell you. The words won't come out of my mouth.
What do you mean? She's stopping you.
She knows I've got something on her. Which means I am on the right track. But I... Where's Liv?
She was right here.
Well, she's not anymore. Come on.
My office.
Locked.
I thought you said there wasn't a lock on this planet.
Where are you headed? There.
What?
Liv!
Stay back!
Where's this wind coming from?
Put the parchment down.
You can't have her. She's...
going to kill you.
Put it down.
I can see her eyes. Her real eyes.
No, don't. You've got to look away. She's... She's...
She's what?
Beautiful.
Oh, no.
I told you.
Where are you? Where's my parchment? It's in my pocket.
Doctor, not you too.
I can't help it. I can't look away.
Oh, no. I can see her.
I don't want to look away. Her mask, she's taking it off.
Her face.
How can I stop this?
No, you can't. She's coming for... Come on! Talk, Doctor! He wasn't always blind!
Help me. Help me.
So beautiful. It was when his parents died. Think about it.
Please help me.
Think about... How beautiful she... His eyes...
Doctor! Tell me what to do.
She's here.
Eyes. Helen, eyes.
No, she's here.
He blinded himself. You're scarred.
Do it.
No. Hurry. Blindfold yourself.
Me first.
She's gone. I feel clean. Clear.
Me too. Well done, Helen. It's the only way he could have known what the creature was.
He blinded himself. Survived the attack on his parents.
Exactly. Very grateful you went for the scars. Wouldn't want it to be permanent.
What do we do now?
Is that it? Is she gone?
She's right here. Can you hear that?
I think so.
What's happening? You can't see her.
She's in the room.
She wants me to look at her.
But she's here.
She is for us.
I want to take the blindfold off.
No, no, Liv, don't. It can't kill us unless we look.
But I want to look.
Be strong.
Doctor.
It's all right, Liv, I've got you.
You're nowhere near each other. You're holding thin air.
Let go of me. I can't get away.
It's holding me close.
I've got to do it! Make it go away!
McCallum had to get rid of it somehow. Even if he was blind, where did it go? How did he survive? He was just a boy. How did he stop it?
A boy. The child's drawing of the house. The one Kennedy was holding.
Yes. McCallum must have drawn it. When he was a child, when he was under attack.
Please!
He trapped it in his drawing.
And as long as he didn't look at the new picture, it wouldn't activate again.
Kennedy didn't hand it over because it wasn't worth anything. But that must have been the one he saw. The red lady he released. The one McCallum had trapped. That's why all the pictures exist. The artists, the writers, the sculptors who created them. That's where they trapped her. All of her.
It's what saved them.
I can't do this much longer. What do we do? How do we stop it?
Stories, words, pictures. We need to put it down. Get it on paper.
It's hurting me.
Helen, get us something to write on, something to draw.
Of course. The papers, they're flying everywhere.
Do the best you can.
It's trying to stop me.
Fight it, Liv. You've got to fight it. Write something down. Draw something.
Here.
Don't look at what we're doing, Helen. It'll get you to. Turn away.
Right. Sure, I
can. Anything, a scribble, a sentence, anything, just draw her, write her, anything.
I've shut my eyes. Doctor!
Nearly done.
Has it gone?
I don't know. I think so. Don't undo the blindfold yet. Did you get something down?
A poem. Yes. You?
Some stick figures. She's trapped. Trapped in your poem and my picture.
Can I look at them?
No, no, not till we've covered them up safely. Lock them away. Fold your paper up, Liv. Pocket it. Don't ever look at it. The moment you look at it, she'll get power over you again.
Done.
And done. Okay, Helen, it's safe to look. Right, Liv, I'll remove my scarf first.
Okay.
Wait. Are you sure it's all right to do that?
I can't go around wearing it all day. People will stare.
But is it safe?
I don't know. I'm hoping she only activates once she's been looked upon. And only then can she compel you to keep looking. After she's been locked away in a new picture or piece of text, her influence has been broken. She shouldn't be able to compel us anymore.
If you say so.
Apparently I'm right. All clear, Liv?
Doctor. Doctor, what just happened? What was that thing?
I have absolutely no idea.
And you say you've absolutely no idea what happened to Dr. McCallum's collection?
I'm afraid not.
I'm sorry, Miss Sinclair, but I find that hard to believe. The collection was rather large. Its theft would be difficult to overlook.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
But this is hardly an occasion for levity. This is no petty crime, Miss Sinclair. No scrumping, no shoplifting. The collection was priceless.
Yes, yes, it was.
And it disappeared in your charge. You understand that I cannot merely stop at terminating your employment. I must inform the police.
Whatever you need to do.
You were so very promising. I'm sorry our acquaintance must end like this, Miss Sinclair.
I'm not. I'm going home. You can tell the police where to find me.
We'll locate the artifacts, I promise you that. The collection and their tablet too. We will return them to their rightful place.
You really, really won't.
Ah, finally.
How did you get in here?
No lock on the planet, remember?
I thought I'd seen the last of you.
Of course not. You saved our lives. We owe you one.
Is something the matter?
As a matter of fact, there is. I've been made redundant. And thanks to the two of you, I think I'm going to be arrested.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I couldn't explain what happened to McCallum's collection, could I? Did you get rid of the artifacts?
We hid them away.
You didn't destroy them?
Oh, too big a risk. What if we were just destroying the cage, not the beast trapped within?
We may do with locking them away.
No lock on the planet, remember?
They're somewhere secure, with a warning to the curious.
And you still don't know what they were?
We looked, but there were no records anywhere. Makes sense, I suppose.
Oh?
How do you study a creature that kills you once you look at it? You can't make notes, record scientific observations.
It would make for an unsettling natural history program.
So we'll never know.
I think some mysteries are best left unexplained.
I see.
But by no means all.
I'm sorry.
One second.
He likes to be dramatic.
And what prey is that?
The pattern analyzer, remember? He's finally finished the translation.
My tablet?
Yes. You want to know what it says?
Well, don't keep me in suspense.
As you command.
Galileo!
Shh, shh, shh.
That's it? That's all the message says?
That's all I could recover, yes. Given the delicacy of the recording equipment, it's remarkable we got what we did.
But Galileo, it can't be.
Can't it? The tablet's the right age. You know that well enough.
He was talking to you.
Well, of course. We get on.
He can't have known you'd be here, listening. It's absurd.
More absurd than anything you've seen in the last few days.
We're time travellers, Helen. We travel through space and time in a big blue box.
I'm sorry.
You need to learn to do that delicately.
It's the only explanation that makes sense, isn't it?
Makes sense?
Of how he could know I'd be here. Of how he could expect me to come to him in 1639.
Why are you telling me all this?
Actually, why am I telling you all this? When I could be showing you. Show, don't tell. That's the rule, isn't it?
Doctor, you mean?
Of course I mean. Helen doesn't have a job and she's shortly going to be staying at Her Majesty's pleasure. Or is it his? There's nothing left for her here. And she's quite brilliant, is she not?
She is.
What are you both talking about?
Helen, we are on the trail of one of the most dangerous criminals in the galaxy. And we need all the help we can get. Now, I can't promise it'll be safe. In fact, I can promise it'll be very dangerous indeed. But, since you're free, I wondered if you might be interested. I'd consider you a very valuable addition to my crew.
Chasing a dangerous criminal.
One of the most dangerous in the galaxy.
Beats the hell out of a jail cell.
You know, I think I'm about to make a huge mistake.